This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Russia's FSB security service said on Friday it had revoked the accreditation of six British diplomats in Moscow after accusing them of spying and sabotage work, signaling the Kremlin's anger at what it sees as London's vital role in helping Ukraine. Lucy Fielder from Reuters has the story.
The Izvestia newspaper cited the FSB, the main successor to the Soviet KGB, as saying that the British diplomats had recruited Russian teenagers, organized what it called provocations, and held talks in the British ambassador's Moscow residency with opposition figures. The FSB said it considered the activity of the expelled diplomats as, quote, threatening the security of the Russian Federation. It's an apparent display of Kremlin anger over London's support for Kyiv. The expulsions come ahead of talks in Washington between British Prime Minister Keir Starmer and US President Joe Biden. The allies are forecast to discuss letting Ukraine strike deeper into Russia with Western missiles. President Vladimir Putin warned on Thursday that such a development would alter the scope of the conflict and mean the West would be directly fighting with Russia.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Friday the United States would impose sanctions on three entities and two individuals connected to a Russian campaign of destabilizing countries around the world.
They are engaged in covert influence activities aimed at undermining American elections and democracies, functioning like a de facto arm of Russia's intelligence apparatus. Today, we're announcing that these Kremlin-backed media outlets are not only playing this covert influence role to undermine democracy in the United States, but also to meddle in the sovereign affairs of countries around the world.
Blinken told reporters at the State Department that the Russian broadcaster RT was involved in the campaign and had moved beyond being a media outlet to include cyber capabilities, citing new information, much of which he said came from RT employees. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Three Americans have been sentenced to death in Congo, VOA's Christina Menente reports.
Three United States citizens on trial for their role in a failed coup in Democratic Republic of Congo were sentenced to death by a military court on Friday. Armed men briefly occupied an office of the presidency in the capital Kinshasa on May 19th before their leader, U.S.-based Congolese politician Christian Malanga, was killed by security forces. His son, Marcel Malanga, was among the Americans on trial, along with Marcel's friend, Tyler Thompson. The third American, Benjamin Zamenpolon, was a business associate of Christian Malanga. All three were found guilty of criminal conspiracy, terrorism, and other charges, and sentenced to death in a ruling read out on live TV. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
Workers from Boeing are walking picket lines in the Pacific Northwest instead of building airplanes after overwhelmingly rejecting a proposed contract that would have raised their wages by 25% over 4 years. The strike by 33,000 machinists started on Friday will not disrupt airline flights anytime soon, but is expected to shut down production of Boeing's best-selling jetliners. And it marks yet another setback for a company already dealing with billions of dollars in financial losses and a damaged reputation. Boeing says it's taking steps to conserve cash while the company's new CEO looks for ways to come up with a contract that union members will accept. South Africa's president signed a contentious education bill into law on Friday, despite threats from his party's main coalition partner to mount a legal challenge. David Doyle from Reuters reports.
Their row centers on schools that teach in Afrikaans, a language promoted by South Africa's white minority rulers under apartheid. Part of the Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill, or BELA, gives the Education Department the power to approve school boards' language policies. Cyril Ramaphosa said that would help prevent discrimination. Ramaphosa's African National Congress rules in an uneasy coalition with several parties, the largest of which is the Democratic Alliance. However, the DA, which has struggled to shake its image as the party of white privilege, has defended single-language schools. Shortly before the signing, the DA promised to fight the legislation in the courts.
David Doyle from Reuters. The death toll in the aftermath of a typhoon in Vietnam has climbed to 233 as rescue workers recover more bodies from areas hit by landslides and flash floods. Floodwaters from the swollen Red River in the capital Hanoi were beginning to recede, but many neighborhoods remained inundated. Farther north, experts are predicting it could still be days before any relief is in sight. Typhoon Yagi made landfall Saturday, starting a week of heavy rains that have triggered flash floods and landslides, particularly in Vietnam's mountainous north. More than 100 people are still listed as missing as of Friday. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.